706 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Thursday style. Captain Bobby Abrascondo on the way with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report around 7:50. Coming up after 8 o'clock, Robert Kennedy Jr. from Kennedy for Alabama joins us. Rob Holbert from Land Yap as well. Lots going on this Thursday. Sure glad you're here. Plus your chance to win them before you can buy them. Chicago tickets. The show coming up May 16th, which by the way, that's a Saturday, y'all. Starts at 7 in the evening. Perfect for grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Not late, not on a weeknight. I like that for those of us at work. So we'll give you a chance to win them before you can buy them. Tickets sometime between now and 9. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10, Ticketmaster.com and the Wharf box office.
Yeah, and with it being in May, turn it into a weekend on the beach. It'll be you can get out there in the water. It won't be too cold.
No, that'll be good. I get in by May. That's probably when I first start. Maybe late April, but most likely into May. Also, today is World Radio Day, and World Radio Day is celebrated, well, by radio people, I think, and hopefully people that like radio. Global initiative highlighting radio's unique value in democracy and communication all over the world. I would like to say local radio probably does that better than any other. And to commemorate today and the 100th anniversary of radio in 2020, the hashtag Radio100 will be on like our Facebook page and our Twitter feed. We're putting out some pictures of just day in the life stuff around the radio station here. Maybe if we get some requests, we'll go into the rack room in there where all the interesting blinking light stuff is. We can show you that as well as maybe some transmitter and some tower pictures, some stuff like that. How it, the other part of the radio station, other than the studio, the things that make it work, we'll put that out as well.
And we could post a picture of our offices, which aren't really as much offices as they are storage for all the goodies that we've gathered around here.
I tell you what, we'll do a tour through our offices as well on this World Radio Day. So we'll celebrate it that way. All right, 7:08, a lot to talk about this hour. Walmart neighborhood market shooting from last night is now listed as a homicide. We'll get more information on that coming up in just a second. Plus, we'll talk about what's happening in Montgomery today as bills actually were debated this week. We'll get into details on that on the way in sports.
Pretty big game last night. Auburn beats Alabama in overtime, and what a game. It was back and forth, runs by both teams, and it could impact the rest of the season both for Alabama and Auburn because Alabama needed some wins to get into the tournament. But I'll fill you in on the details from last night's game coming up in sports.
All right, and the story of the coronavirus, or what we've now been told to call COVID-19, at least here locally, got a note from the Mobile County Health Department and said there are no cases in Mobile. Alabama Department of Public Health has also said they're in close communication with the CDC, closely monitoring the evolving outbreak caused by the COVID-19 or coronavirus or whatever you're going to call it, but no cases in Alabama, no cases here in Mobile County. So we'll talk about that kind of in the, hey, let's keep it out of here level. Internationally, more cases coming out of China, but there is optimism on stemming this pandemic. Jim Roop from Westwood One has more.
Well, here's the good news.
The number of newly confirmed cases reported from China has stabilized over the past week.
WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says there were 77 new cases reported between Tuesday and Wednesday. That's a far cry from the peak of 3,000 new cases reported in a 24-hour period. Outside China, 48 new cases, with 40 of those diagnosed on those stranded quarantined cruise ships. Dr. Tedros says this looks promising, but the pattern is too short and too little is still known about what's now called COVID-19 that no one is relaxing.
This outbreak could still go in any direction.
The WHO's Professor Robert Steffens says while the risk assessment has been downgraded from very high to high, the public health emergency of international concern is still in place.
Because we do see a risk of some resurgence, and also a risk of complacency if we would now suddenly abandon this FIC, despite of the fact that we still occasionally see new cases.
He says there are two, what he calls, dark clouds over this optimism.
And one is the continued aggressions which happen and which compromise the action of the health teams. And the second one is, and here I'm building a bridge to that global solidarity, which you mentioned, that is truly lacking.
On the fight front, there are four vaccines in the works. At least two of them are expected into human trials in about 4 months, and eventually, in about 18 months, at least one of those will be in worldwide application. I'm Jim Roop.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man arrested on drug charges is in jail in Pensacola with a bond of more than $1 million. 47-year-old Eric Wells was arrested on Tuesday. He admitted to shooting heroin moments before his arrest. He was taken into custody at his home on West Gadsden Street. Probation has been revoked for a man accused of shooting a clerk at a gas station last month. Reginald Blevins was out on probation for a murder charge when he allegedly robbed the CEFCO gas station on Spring Hill Avenue in January. He faces first-degree robbery and second-degree assault charges. He's pleaded not guilty to the crimes. More than 50 WAVE Transit employees have signed a no-confidence petition against the company's general manager. The employees say General Manager Damon Dash is disrespectful. The group sent out a letter to Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson and the City Council outlining their complaints against Dash. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Danny Perry will be a working Mobile County Treasurer. For 40 years, Danny Perry has been a small business owner, working and watching his money. Danny Perry will watch the money of all the taxpayers of Mobile County just like he watched his own. A native Mobilian, a product of the Mobile County Public School System, has been on the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee for a quarter century, has served on the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission, the Board of Equalization for Mobile County, Alabama Vocational Education Committee, and an active benefactor of the McGill Toolin Foundation. Danny Perry, for 16 years, served on the board of the Mobile Transit Authority and has served as treasurer of the Alabama Transit Association and on the State Board of Electrical Examiners. Danny Perry wants to continue his service to all the taxpayers of Mobile County. Danny Perry will be your working county treasurer.
Paid for by Danny Perry for treasurer, Mobile County, Republican primary.
The NFL reinstates Myles Garrett, and a streak ends for the NBA's defending champions. It's 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Auburn last night beat Alabama 95-91 in overtime in an exciting back-and-forth game between the two rivals in Auburn.
Ahead to Petty,
don't
across
foul.
Midcourt, long three at the buzzer, no good, and Auburn wins.
What a win. You ain't going to get a better game than this, folks.
That was Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith on the final call right here on FM Talk 106.5. It was a revenge game for the 11th-ranked Tigers. They fell to Alabama last month in their first loss of the season. Auburn began the game on a 16-0 run, fueled by Anthony McLemore scoring the first 8 points of the game.
14 to shoot. 5-0 Tigers. Gets a screen from Wiley. Now to McLemore and another three. Why not?
A great start.
Bama, however, would fight back with a barrage of three-pointers and pull within 3 points by halftime.
Really impressive. They take it right on the chin, and they have battled right back. They understand the importance of this game. It's led 16-0.
That was the SEC Network call. The Tide set SEC records with 22 three-pointers on an unbelievable 59 attempts. None more important than John Petty Jr., to tie the game at 81 and send it into overtime.
Lewis finds Petty for three in the tie.
Got it!
Oh! John Petty, ice cold. We're tied at 81.
Auburn would recover. recover and go on to outscore the Tide 14-10 in overtime. It was the Tigers' fourth overtime win in their past five games. Auburn had five players score double digits, led by freshman Isaac Okoro with 19 points and 9 rebounds. Okoro left the game late after pulling his right hamstring. After the game, head coach Bruce Pearl reported that Okoro did not tear the hamstring, but he could miss some time. Alabama's Kyra Lewis Jr. had 10 points, 10 rebounds, and 13 assists for the second triple-double in program history. Up next, Auburn will hit the road to face Missouri on Saturday, while Alabama will host number 25 LSU the same day at Coleman Coliseum. In other SEC games last night, South Carolina routed Georgia 75-59, and Florida did the same to Texas A&M 78-61. Tonight, the South Alabama Jaguars men's team hosts Louisiana Lafayette at 7 at the Mitchell Center. Jags are favored by 7 points. And this morning at 11, the women's team plays on the road at Appalachian State. You can catch both games on ESPN+. In NFL news, the league has reinstated Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett 2 days after Garrett met with league commissioner Roger Goodell. Garrett was suspended indefinitely after he ripped the helmet off of Mason Rudolph and hit the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback in the head with the helmet on November 14th. Despite an appeal, the suspension was upheld, and Garrett missed the final 6 games of the season. In the NBA, Memphis rookie Ja Morant outdueled Damian Lillard in a 111-104 Grizzlies win over the Trailblazers. Brooklyn beat Toronto 101-91, ending the Raptors' 15-game win streak. Indiana beat league-leading Milwaukee 118-111. Dallas crushed Sacramento, and the Lakers beat Denver in overtime. Cleveland, Orlando, Washington, Charlotte, and Utah also picked up wins on a busy night in the NBA. 718 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Right, that shooting from the Walmart neighborhood grocery store turned deadly last night. More details on the way. We'll check in with Katarina Lukatich from News 5.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you're looking to defer or eliminate capital gains taxes from the sale of a stock or business, you might consider investing in an Opportunity Zone fund. Putting money into real estate or businesses in low-income areas can provide big tax breaks for wealthy investors. The idea is to stimulate investment in areas that need it, and there are close to 9,000 of these opportunity zones out there. Remember, you have 6 months from the sale of a stock or business to put the proceeds into an opportunity fund to qualify for the tax benefits. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Attention, everyone. With Dell's President's Day sale, get monumental savings on Dell business PCs with Intel Core processors and business tech. Deals are live now with doorbusters up to 60% off on President's Day the 17th. Our small business technology advisors can help you find the right tech for your business at President's Day prices by calling 877-BUY-DELL. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Just call 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy today across the Gulf Coast. Look for showers with temperatures in the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cooler with lows in the lower 40s. And tomorrow, sunny and cool with afternoon readings in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, looking good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. A couple accidents we've had in the final clearing stages. Nothing in the roadways except the tree limb. It's down at Somerset Drive and King Arthur Drive. Officers are on the scene with the 4th Street Division moving it out of the roadway now. The newly designed Deep South Speedway is opening up on Saturday, March 14th in Moxley, Alabama. Brand new dirt track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. Gates open at 3:30. You can find the new track on Facebook, Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 722, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill on the way with a forecast for some clearing and colder weather. Polka dots tonight should be fine. Parades tomorrow night and Saturday should be fine. But we'll look at the end of the weekend and next week with him as the rain returns. That's coming up around 7:35. All right, one of our top stories today, we've been talking about this, a story from last night that is now being discussed this morning as a homicide. It was a shooting at the Walmart neighborhood market last night. Now it's classified as a homicide. The latest on this story from Katarina Lukacic from News 5, who joins us now. Thanks for your time. And what's the latest?
Hey, good morning, Sean. Yeah, well, it is listed on the Mobile County crime map as a homicide now. So I've reached out to the police and waiting to find out which one of those men, if not both of them, have died, because they were both taken to the hospital in critical condition late last night. One of them shot several times. One of them shot one time.
Can you lay this out for us? What are they saying? They're saying that they were both in there and then the shooting began, or has that information come out? Was the shooting outside, then went inside?
Well, I think all the shooting took place inside. So this happened inside of the store, the neighborhood Walmart. That's the one on Government, not too far from police headquarters. Around 8:30 inside the store, these two men got into some sort of argument. At some point, the argument escalated, both of them pulling out guns and shooting at each other. And of course, for people who are inside the store, what a terrifying situation. You know, they just heard gunshots and are starting to run to the back, trying to look for any safe place to be.
And you said once again, this was the shooting was at 8:30?
Yeah, between 8:30 and 8:45.
I mean, this is 8:30, 8:45 on a Wednesday night.
Right, on time when people are going out to get groceries, to go pick some up, things up. Some people had children with them. So, you know, a time when a lot of people were in the grocery store. So it's really hard to wrap your head around why someone would even begin shooting inside of a crowded store to begin with.
I mean, none of it is okay. I'll say none of it's okay, but I think stories like this hit home even more because it wasn't in the wee hours. It wasn't in some kind of, this is completely normal people stuff to do, to be at the grocery store at 8:30 in the evening.
Right, and it's really scary. And so what we're trying to figure out now is who these two men were. Did they know each other, or did this argument just spark at random in the grocery store?
Have you heard, will there be a presser from MPD, or what? They give you any heads up on that?
No, we haven't heard anything since last night. So again, the only way that we're knowing that this is now a homicide investigation is that's what's listed on a public crime map now. So no word yet on who may have died. That we're still waiting. We've reached out several times and haven't heard back yet.
Okay, so from this we know now, because of that change on the crime map, there is one homicide. We're not sure if we're looking at a second fatality. You know, just from what we have, one fatality, we're not sure if it's two.
Right, we're not sure if it's one or two. And even if it's one, it could be a while before the other person is taken to jail, because both of their injuries were very serious when they were taken to the hospital.
Wow. All right, we'll be watching WKRG.com and your reporting for the latest on this. Katarina, thank you for the update.
All right, thanks, Sean.
All right, Katarina Lukacic checking in from News 5. I mean, this is, once again, there's, none of this is okay. Okay, none of this is okay, but the reaction here, when it hits somewhere that just any Mobile family could be, just doing some grocery shopping, I think it hits home even more that, if you hear a story, and you know that there's some kind of gun battle going on between folks, if it's away from everybody else, it's one thing. Still not something you want going on in your city. When that moves into the grocery store,
right?
at 8:30, 8:45 in the evening. I don't know how you police around it. I don't know how you can prevent that from happening. But is it just a one-off, or is there a high enough level of this that it moves into some? I'm not sure. My reaction, I think, is one of just sitting back and going, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I'm ready to see more details on this, and hopefully the police are able to get those and get them out pretty quickly. But, I mean, you said it. Mamas and daddies who work all week, and then that's the time they have
going to the grocery store
to get out and shop for their families and get the groceries, and then they have to deal with something like this. I mean, both terrifying and terribly upsetting at the same time.
That's for sure. All right, so we'll keep our eyes on this, and yes, when the more information comes out, we'll pass along. As Katarina said, we don't have anything to say when there will be a presser from MPD, but we'll watch, hopefully get more information on this, and we can get an idea. I mean, I'll speak for me. I want to know, like, was this a beef that started outside, went inside? Did this something start inside? Were these people known to each other? I mean, I don't know how that changes what happened last night, but it's just information that I'm curious about, for sure. All right, we'll talk about that more coming up in just a little bit. Dr. Bill joins us here in just a few. And a heads up, it is time for the spring cleaning. I mean, you say, hey, Sean, it's still wintertime. It was 78 yesterday, 80? Go ahead and get your spring cleaning done now before spring actually gets here. Then you're clean for spring. Get it done every week. Get it done twice a month. Get it done on your schedule with the maids. They're referred for a reason. We've been working with the maids since October. Let me tell you this, I guarantee you, you're going to love having the maids come to your home. It has been a game changer at the Sullivan House. And right now, they will come by and give you a free estimate. Call 344-6626. 344-6626. They clean, well, in our case, they clean better than we ever did. Okay. And the nice thing is that 2-3 hours a week that you're spending vacuuming and sweeping and wiping down cabinets and all that, you get that time back in your life. You get the gift of a clean house. You also get the gift of time with the maids. I want you to do this. Just see what they, get them to get you a quote. See what they can do for you. Phone number 344-6626, 344-6626 for the maids. And tell them I sent you. Check them out. Or if you go online, if you're riding down the road, I know you can't write down the phone number. Just Google the maids for Mobile Baldwin County, and you'll see that number, 344-6626. Call that and get the free estimate. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way, plus Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. That's on the way. Our buddy Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us at 8. Rob Holbert at 8:30. It's a packed house here at FM Talk 106.5. Glad you're along.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A shooting at a neighborhood Walmart is now being investigated as a homicide. That's according to a crime map published on the Mobile County Sheriff's Office website. Mobile police say the men shot at each other during a dispute, sending people inside the store scrambling for safety. This happened around 8:45 last night at the store on Government Boulevard. A man in Pensacola is accused of assaulting a woman in a violent argument in the kitchen. Authorities say the 36-year-old Andrew Howard pulled a knife and stabbed the victim in her leg before the handle broke. She is expected to be okay. Howard is in jail with a $15,000 bond. A large sinkhole on Halls Mill Road will continue to be an issue for the morning commute. Today, crews are hoping to finish work repairing that sinkhole. Halls Mill Road near DIP has been closed since late Tuesday night. The city says the sinkhole formed after a water main burst. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
The grand opening celebration is going on now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes in Mobile and now open in D'Iberville. Check out the deals in both locations and receive free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles on safes $1,500 and up. But hurry, this sale ends February 22nd. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile and now open next to Walmart in D'Iberville.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. As a reluctant resident of California, I'm finding it more and more difficult to live in this state. As a kid living in Glendale, my memory of California isn't this. Our family moved here for a year and then went back east. This is not the California of my childhood, and I'd bet you'd find many people born here that would agree. At its base is a corrupt government, cities, counties, and the state government embedded with people who would be in jail if they weren't controlling who gets prosecuted. Everything from the way money from the lottery gets distributed to a $1 billion train that failed. There's a lot of room in between for corruption, and they're not above lying about the taxes they want to take from our pockets. We have some of the highest taxes in the country. Higher gas prices and the threat of a state takeover of utilities are just a few things that have reared their ugly heads in state government. Now there's a push to end Prop 13, which stabilizes real estate taxes. They end those, and people on fixed incomes will lose their homes, or just leave, or both. Just a thought. I'm Jeff Davis.
Are you ready for turkey season? It's coming up quicker than you think. Hi, I'm John Felsher. You might have read some of my articles in many outdoors publications. Well, stand by for another outdoors tip.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Although turkey numbers in Alabama have dipped a little in recent years, the state still offers some of the best turkey hunting in the nation. Alabama holds more wild turkeys than any other southeastern state. About 400,000 birds. A century ago, that wasn't true. Very few birds lived in isolated pockets of the state back then. Now these magnificent birds gobble in all counties across the Cotton State. It's a true wildlife management success story. Alabaman sportsmen enjoy long seasons and very liberal limits. And if you don't have a good place to hunt turkeys this spring, you might want to head to Perdido Wildlife Management Area in Baldwin County or the Upper Delta Wildlife Management Area in the Mobile-Tensaw Delta. Good luck this season. This is John Felsher with your Outdoors Tip, brought to you by FM Talk 106.5.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so it looks like the radar clearing up from west to east.
Yeah, the line of showers and a few thunderstorms is now in the Florida Panhandle. And we did have a secondary line of showers, of course, Mississippi. That appears to be breaking up. That is sort of ahead of another cold front that's going to bring in the drier air that will affect us for tonight and tomorrow and into Saturday. But still look for a few showers around possible today, and it'll be mostly cloudy. And temperatures, well, we reached our high this morning in the low 70s, and now we'll most likely will be in the low or possibly mid-60s this afternoon, and then rapidly cooling off tonight. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, a low around 40 to 42 degrees, and then tomorrow should be a sunny day, but cool, only 58 for the high tomorrow afternoon. Friday night, we're going to drop down into the 30s. Looks like 37 or 38 degrees will be the low for Friday night into Saturday morning. Saturday looks good, sunny and about 62, so a little bit warmer. And then the clouds come in Saturday night with the showers developing late Saturday night. And then Sunday, showers with the temperatures in the upper 60s. Those showers are due to the same front that's going through now. Will come back on us as a warm front on Sunday, and that'll produce the showers for Sunday. And then Monday, that front will be well north of us. We'll be in the warm air Monday and Tuesday in the 70s with the possibility of a few scattered showers. So it's back to the warm temperatures next week, but a little cold snap coming in for tonight and tomorrow and tomorrow night.
Although, as cold snaps go, if we look at the historical lowest temperature for Mobile, we got nothing on that. How cold has it ever gotten in Mobile?
Coldest ever was 1 below 0, and that was on this date in 1899. And what helped that cold wave there, particularly in the Mobile area, is the day before they had snow and ice. So downtown was covered. The streets were covered with ice. The Mardi Gras parade was canceled. And temperatures fell to about 6 degrees at midnight, which then was the second coldest day. And then -1 in the morning of February 13th. And that temperature was recorded downtown on Royal Street. That was where the old weather office was located.
So you think if we would have had something out west of town, a thermometer out there, it would have been much colder.
Yeah, if we had a good clear spot out in West Mobile and had a thermometer there, most likely that morning it would have been -5 or -6 below 0. That was an incredible cold wave, and a little before my time, but it covered the whole eastern half of the nation.
But you said, but the third coldest day for Mobile was in both of our times. I think I remember this one.
Yeah, 1985, on January 21st. In 1985, it got down to 3 above 0. And that is the third coldest on record.
Now, of course, this is a fantastic setup and pivot for the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
All that information is in the Almanac and a lot of other data and, of course, information on hurricanes. And you'll find it in the Weather Almanac for 2020. And we have a number of locations, Hancock Whitney Banks here in Mobile and also on the Eastern Shore. And other locations are Mobile, West Marine, and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars, and Robert Moore Christmastown. And over the Eastern Shore, Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope. Also in Fairhope, Autocraft Collision Center and Old Time Garden Supply. And you'll also find copies at in Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. And if you're in our area here at 106.5, we have copies here.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. 62 at our studio, 62 on Dolphin Island, 63 at Orange Beach. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up, and we'll check sports with Dalton. Plus, Captain Bobby's going to take us fishing. All straight ahead.
Who do you call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits? Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327, or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, North University at Ziegler, they've got an accident without injuries. Officers are on the scene at Cottage Hill and Nolan. Also, we've got one at 3 Notch at Gun Road. All those are going to be without injuries. A state trooper still on the scene at Moffitt Summit Drive, but out of the roadway, and also I-10 westbound. Two cars involved in a fender bender at the 42-mile marker. The IRS problem solvers at Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schellinger Road South in Mobile. With over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience, they can help with the IRS. See them at AzaleaCityTax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
I'm looking for judges that will respect the Constitution.
Conservative Republican Mary Windham for the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. Presiding Judge Mary Windham is a former U.S. Attorney and Deputy Attorney General who knows how to keep our families safe.
President Trump says that we need strong, conservative judges like Mary Windham to keep our country safe. Mary Windham supports our Constitution and our president.
Fellow Alabamians, I am honored to serve you as presiding judge on the Court of Criminal Appeals. 12 years ago, I made a promise to bring justice to the victims of crime. Today, we face great challenges here in Alabama and across our great nation, and I stand with President Trump. I humbly ask for your prayers, your support, and your vote in the Republican primary on March 3rd.
Re-elect Presiding Judge Mary Windham to the Court of Criminal Appeals. Paid by Judge Mary Windham, P.O. Box 3831, Montgomery 36109.
741 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Reminder, too, less than 3 weeks away from Super Tuesday and the primaries that evening. That Tuesday, March 3rd, we'll have live coverage as the polls close and the results come in. Be able to hear that starting at 7. Yeah, 7 o'clock on Tuesday the 3rd. And we'll go live as long as we need to, like we've done in the past. That's going to be on Super Tuesday, March 3rd, right here on FM Talk 106.5. All right, this next segment brought to you by the folks at Lightstream. How much money are you paying on interest on your credit cards every month? I know it's too much, right? Then why not consolidate your credit cards into just one payment at a lower fixed rate and start saving money? Now, it's easy. With a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, rates are as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. Let's compare that to the national average of 20% APR. Yikes. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. And just for y'all, you can apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. Now, the only way to get the discount, though, is to go to their website, lightstream.com/Sullivan. So the website, lightstream.com/Sullivan, my last name, Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, so the first primary in the nation, of course, was in New Hampshire. And it was a close one, and President Trump commenting on how the Democrats did in New Hampshire. Bob Constantini has more.
At the White House, President Trump offering up his analysis of the Democratic campaign after two contests.
I would say Bernie looks like he's doing very well.
Why is he certain?
I think people like his message. He's got energy. His people have energy. But a lot of people don't like that particular message. But there is a group that probably agrees with it.
The president's campaign would love to run against Bernie, and that might be why Mr. Trump talks him up at times. At other times, he calls the potential nominee a socialist and even communist. Strong performances in Iowa and New Hampshire for Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg have them riding high now. However, facing South Carolina and Nevada and a host of southern states on Super Tuesday, both have potential Achilles heels. Buttigieg especially polls very low among black and Latino voters, and he knows it.
We will be competing, making sure that our message reaches every voter and earning that support, especially mindful that we are moving into more racially diverse states.
Buttigieg believes his strong showings in the first two contests will push minorities to get to know him better. That will be tested mightily by March 3rd. The biggest winner here, campaign-wise, might be Amy Klobuchar, coming in third.
Donald Trump's worst nightmare is that the people in the middle, the people who have had enough of the name-calling and the mud-slinging, have someone to vote for in November.
Tracking polls show voters turning to Klobuchar in the final days leading up to the primary based on a strong debate performance Friday night. Klobuchar wants to position herself as the moderate alternative to Bernie Sanders and a more experienced moderate alternative to Pete Buttigieg. Bob Costantini, Concord, New Hampshire.
This information update brought to you by CSpire, where they think your organization deserves more than a one-size-fits-all phone system. That's why they work with you to build a voice-over IP solution perfect for your needs. Take advantage of a limited-time offer and learn more at cspire.com/business.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man arrested on drug charges is in jail in Pensacola with a bond of more than $1 million. 47-year-old Eric Wells was arrested on Tuesday. He admitted to shooting heroin moments before his arrest. He was taken into custody at his home on West Gadsden Street. Probation has been revoked for a man accused of shooting a clerk at a gas station last month. Reginald Blevins was out on probation for a murder charge when he allegedly robbed the CEFCO gas station on Spring Hill Avenue in January. He faces first-degree robbery and second-degree assault charges. He's pleaded not guilty to the crimes. More than 50 WAVE Transit employees have signed a no-confidence petition against the company's general manager. The employees say General Manager Damon Dash is disrespectful. The group sent out a letter to Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson and the City Council outlining their complaints against Dash. With WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Our way of life is under attack from radical liberals and media elites who look down their noses at anyone who's Southern, conservative, Christian, and voted for President Trump. Chris Pringle is a South Alabama conservative we need to defend our values. Chris Pringle is pro-life, pro-gun, big-time pro-Trump, and doesn't care who knows it. Chris Pringle isn't politically correct and proud of it. He'll take on the liberal media and anyone else who mocks our conservative values. Chris Pringle will stand with President Trump to build the wall, protect the unborn, and defend our way of life from radical socialists like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. Standing with Trump and defending our South Alabama values. That's proud conservative Chris Pringle.
I'm Chris Pringle, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Chris Pringle for Congress.
Good morning, 747 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Last night, Auburn beat Alabama 95-91 in overtime, and an exciting back-and-forth game between the two rivals in Auburn.
Ahead to Petty,
don't
across
foul.
Midcourt, long three at the buzzer, no good, and Auburn wins.
What a win. You ain't going to get a better game than this, folks.
That's the final call from Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith, which you could have heard right here on FM Talk 106.5. It was a revenge game for the 11th-ranked Tigers. They fell to Alabama last month for their first loss of the season. Last night, Auburn began the game on a 16-0 run, fueled by Anthony McLemore, scoring the first 8 points of the game.
14 to shoot, 5-0 Tigers. Gets a screen from Wiley. Now to McLemore and another three. Why not?
A great start.
Bama, however, would fight back with a barrage of three-pointers and pull within 3 points by halftime.
Really impressive. They take it right on the chin, and they have battled right back. They understand the importance of this game. It's led 16-0.
That was the TV feed on SEC Network. The Tide set SEC records with 22 three-pointers on an unbelievable 59 attempts. John Petty Jr. hit the most important one of those threes to tie the game at 81 and send it to overtime.
Lewis finds Petty for three in the tie. Goes! John Petty, ice cold. We're tied at 81.
Auburn would recover and go on to outscore the Tide 14-10 in overtime. It was the Tigers' fourth overtime win in their past five games. Auburn was led by freshman Isaac Okoro, 19 points and 9 rebounds, but he did leave the game late after pulling his right hamstring. After the game, head coach Bruce Pearl reported that Okoro did not tear the hamstring, but could miss some time. Alabama's Kyra Lewis Jr. had 10 points, 10 rebounds, and 13 assists for the second triple-double in program history. Up next, Auburn hits the road to face Missouri on Saturday, while Alabama will host number 25 LSU at Coleman Coliseum. In other SEC games, South Carolina routed Georgia 75-59, and Florida did the same to Texas A&M 78-61. In NFL news, the league's reinstated Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett 2 days after Garrett met with league commissioner Roger Goodell. Garrett was suspended indefinitely after he ripped the helmet off of Mason Rudolph and hit the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback in the head with that helmet. That was back on November 14th. Despite an appeal, the suspension was upheld, and Garrett missed the final 6 games of the season. In the NBA, Brooklyn beat Toronto 101-91 to end the Raptors' 15-game win streak. Indiana beat league-leading Milwaukee 118-111, and Memphis rookie Ja Morant out-dueled Damian Lillard in a 111-104 Grizzlies win over the Trailblazers. 10 minutes till 8, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Jubilee Roofing.com Traffic Center, once again, North University in Ziegler, Cottage Hill and Knollwood, and Three Notch at Gun Road are accidents into clearing stages. State troopers have had a few, including one westbound I-10 at the 42-mile marker, just waiting for the wreckers. Looks good so far. Northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland with no delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you've got the all-new 2020 Toyota Camry with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months or $3,800 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy today across the Gulf Coast. Look for showers with temperatures in the low to mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cooler with lows in the lower 40s. And tomorrow, sunny and cool with afternoon readings in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's time to get serious about your lawn. It's time to step up to the best mower brand money can buy. For nearly four decades, Skag has been the easy choice for lawn care professionals. Don't settle for anything less than simply the best when it comes to mowing your lawn. Make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood with Skag. See all of Skag's zero-turn mowers at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 27th annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Skag offers a full line of commercial-grade and residential mowers, so you're sure to find a Skag model that's right for you and at the lowest prices of the year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 42 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win great prizes. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale February 19th and 20th. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Skag, simply the best.
All right, 7:53, FM Talk 106.5. It is time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and the star of the show from A-Team Fishing, and our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Good morning. I was at had a chance to visit with Chipper yesterday at McCoy's, and you know, we talk about them having the stuff that you need, but we actually walked, and I knew this, but you know, it doesn't hurt to get reinforced every once in a while. Walk through the fishing section, and I mean, he literally has what we, you know, everything that I'm using right now, everything that we use around here, he's got right there on the shelf. So if you're looking for it, you're not going to be able to find some of that stuff at some of the other bigger box stores,
right?
Stuff that we use here, you know, if you need it, he's got it. I can tell you, I went and saw it with my own eyes yesterday.
Yeah, and he didn't stock things because it comes in from a, you know, a big warehouse and what a company mandate says. They stock the stuff that works around here because that's the stuff we buy.
Exactly. That's exactly right. A lot of the stuff that's bought, some of those places that's bought, Houston or Atlanta or, you know, other places that probably don't even know what salt water is.
It's true. If you want to get the best selection of what's working around here, go ask for Chip or any of the folks at McCoy Outdoor Company, and get with Captain Bobby and I get. I get whatever Captain Bobby gets, so do what I do. All right, I want to talk about it. First of all, I don't want to turn this into a full weather segment on the show, but weather, a big part of fishing. You and I were talking during the news break and talking about the river flooding going on right now. Berry Steam Plant heading at least to 12 feet in that reading. But let's, if people don't watch river gauges, let's just talk about the volume of water, because you were in Prattville yesterday, and what did you see coming home?
Well, I saw water in places that I've never seen it before. Not that I travel up there a lot, but I saw some water in places that, you know, the times I've been up there, I've never seen it. And, you know, and that all's got to come down through the bay, you know. So we're already at double digits, you know, at our water barometer gauge, which is Berry Steam Plant, as you mentioned, and there's more to come. And basically that translates to get tough inshore fishing if you're going to fish the bay area. There is good news, though. I mean, it's we didn't get enough out of this little system that came through late last night and this morning to mess up the tidal rivers, and that's where I fished the last several days, probably since we talked last week, and the water in there is holding up really well. So as long as we don't get a lot of local rain, there's opportunities to fish there, and we had some good trips, you know, good relatively speaking. It ain't the full moon of May or anything like that, but, you know, considering it's mid-February, had some really nice trips. There's still some nice fish to be caught in there. Surprisingly, on a multi-boat trip we had last week, or the end of last week, we caught a lot of fish still on popping corks. And as you know, you were probably in shorts and flip-flops yesterday.
Right.
You know, the water temperature is cool, but it's not to the point that the fish are just down in the river channels. You catch the stretches of warm days, and those fish got up on the flats. And that's how we caught our fish. And, you know, so that tells you that there's fish still there, and that's where it's going to be. They can't get out in the bay when you got river levels and flooding like we got right now. They just physically can't survive because the salinity's too low, so they're kind of trapped in those areas. Now, that doesn't mean you can just go in there and toss a hook and a bait out and you can start catching fish. You still got to work for them. Some days they bite better than others, but there's still opportunities there. And then if the weather cooperates, the other thing that the flooding does is it really flushes the lower end of the bay out to where some of the areas at the mouth of the bay and then out to the near shore structure fishes really well. And, of course, we know what happens this time of year, too, probably for another month or so, is those sheeps go into the big spawn. So if you can get the right bait and the right weather conditions and you can get out on some of that, anything that has barnacles on it, that's another thing you can do and catch a lot of fish this time of year that you normally – a lot of species of fish that you normally don't catch or target, you know, in the form of sheephead and things like that.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a great, I mean, great time for everybody on board, from the kids to the big kids on board, because there's a lot of line stretching going on. But tell folks how you rig up out there. We just got a minute left, but how do you rig everything up?
Two ways, just like you'd call like a inshore version of a sow rig, which is just a sliding sinker, probably a half ounce, three-quarter ounce. A sinker sliding above a leader, a couple feet of leader line, then probably about anywhere from a number four to a number six kale hook will work. And then you can also fish the slip cork rig right up against the pilings. It's a real effective way, because those sheephead move up and down those pilings. It's a real effective way to catch them without actually fishing on the bottom. So those are the two ways that I catch them. Key is fresh bait. You got to have fresh or live bait. That's the big key.
How hard is that to find right now?
It's not easy, but it can be found. I watched a guy fishing with live shrimp a couple days ago, so apparently there's some live shrimp around. Some guys are catching fiddler crabs, hermit crabs, fresh dead shrimp will work. So it can be found. I'd call around if you're planning your trip so you don't spend all morning chasing bait before you go fishing.
All right, give folks a number to call to book a trip with you. Coming up, man, you're already getting booked up for spring, so people need to make a call now.
We are. We're getting a lot of calls, but we still got openings. It's ateamfishing.com is the easiest way to get us. Just click on the Contact Us tab, and it's got all the ways you can get in touch with us there.
As always, man, I appreciate the report and even the rain report. We'll have better and drier days to come.
Absolutely. Okay, buddy. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. Captain Bobby Arriscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go check them out today. We'll be right back. Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us next hour on Mobile Mornings. Plus Rob Holbert. A lot of Bobbies and Robs this morning.